The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
We served short, picked up Bourbon, set it right back to Bourbon, and drilled down the middle by Alyssa, but dug out, and now Wells fires it across, overpass right back at him. Axtell sets again. Here comes Kring, and down goes the ball. Five kills already coming off the big arm of Kring.
Tonight, it's the D15 district final from Hastings as the Axtell Wildcats foul the Blue Hill Bobcats. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Coffee with that left-handed serve, fires it across, pass right to the 10-foot line. Nickel gets it to Wells, good swing off the block, up there by Willicott, set back to her in the middle, and McKenzie will terminate her second kill.
Blue Hill is looking for their first state tournament berth since 2004. They'll have to avenge a loss to Axtell suffered just 9 days ago in the final action of the regular season. Axtell will qualify for their second straight tournament with a win, but will have to knock off a Blue Hill squad that's been 14-5 to end the season. It's the Wildcats and Bobcats. Come here next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live down Central High School in Hastings with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to district volleyball action here on Classic Hits from Adams Central. We have just gotten underway, and Blue Hill with a 2-1 lead over Adams Central with a kill from Willicott and an error for Axtell. Hannah Crane getting the first kill and is going to get two in a row as we get back to action here. Had some technical difficulties, as you may be able to hear, and we'll try to work through those. But it's the best of five here in the D15 championship game. The winner heads to state. Axtell most likely has already clinched a spot, their third in the wild card point. But Blue Hill is going to have to win if they hope to make it to Lincoln for the first time since 2004. As a net violation here against Axtell will give Blue Hill a 3-2 lead. Amber Comerchern, Courtney Allen, Eureka Hernandez, Mackenzie Willicott, Bailey Porter, and Kenzie Hubble, the rotation for Blue Hill. For Axtell, Sophie Melema, Ashley Snell, Reagan Miller, Hannah Kring, Samantha Trampy, Kit Wells, and the libero is Season Melema. For Blue Hill, Alexis Hartman will come in and serve it away. That's Lexi Hartman to serve it. And across it comes, attacked a soft one there by Kring, and a middle attack out and good by Mackenzie Willicott. She is the big hitter and the number one attacker for this Blue Hill Bobcat team, who is up by a score of 4-2. And Lexi will serve it away again, looking to extend the early lead. Down low, troubles for Axtell. Might have got a double hit on the set, and they won't call it, so Kring tips it across and will get her second kill. The all-conference and all-state prospect in Hannah Kring. 4-3, and back to serve it away for Axtell will be Reagan Miller. Axtell, coached by Brad Nelson, Christy Allen leading the way for the Bobcats. Flat serve, picked up on the right side and returned across there by Willicott. Set to the outside, Axtell will be blocked up front, taking her own attack that time. Willie Wells, they'll go to Wells again, and it's going to be dug out the back row. Bobcats will go front left, angle attack across by Hubble. Here's another set in the middle for Wells. That time it rattles off, and that worked. Save that time for Blue Hill, and the ball is still alive. Right back to the Bobcats, Willis out of the middle. Up by Melema, stays to the back row here, and a swing to the back row by Reagan Miller will take it across. Long rally going here as Willicott on the return. Here's the set for Ashley Snell. Now Kring will unload into the support for Axtell. Third kill for Hannah Kring, and we are tied 4-4 after the long rally, and Reagan Miller will go back to serve it away again. Axtell comes in at 27-3 and 16-12 for Blue Hill. Serving across to the right side of attack, Willicott again off, and that will be picked up there in the back row by Miller. Swing by Wells, hands it into the back middle, and it's going to be good enough for the score. It Wells, second on the team, gives Axtell their first lead here in this best of five opening set, 5-4. Miller to serve it up. And Miller serves safely across. And to the outside, Hubble off the tip, dug out back row, and a good pass here to the center. Ashley Snell, Kring in the middle, off the block of the attack, down and good. Four kills for Hannah Crane, and it's 6-4. Axtell has scored four in a row. And to serve it away again will be Reagan Miller. Right down the middle it comes to Kovacher. Back set, right side, Willis off the block. Dug out and pass back across. Three ball here for Axtell. There's the set for the middle. Crane back line, just out of bounds. They're looking for a tip. They will not get the set. That's a play for the Bobcats. Now, these two teams played just 9 days ago, a week ago Tuesday, in a triangular at Axtell with Kennesaw. They've played it the last handful of years, and Axtell won it 2-1. Back to action. Crane tips it over. It's missed pass there by Blue Hill, and a point for the Wildcats. They had come out of there with it safely with Blue Hill, but then couldn't handle it on the second pass, and Hannah Crane will go back and serve it away. Crane serves left the cross, played safely, and they'll go to the outside for Sydney Strasburg. And left-handed senior can't get it across the tape. It'll be a hitting error, and Axtell will pick out the point. Crane to serve. 8-5 opening set. And Crane fires it across. Handled back row. Bobcat setter is Courtney Allen. Middle attack is ripped at by Hubble, but it was deep and out of bounds. Point Axtell, and they lead it by a count of 9-5 here in game number one. After Blue Hill jumped out 4-2, the Wildcats have quickly turned the tide here. And Crane serves. Posted on an angle. Back left corner picked up there by Hernandez. Taken over by Kovacher. Dig by Crane. In the middle, it'll be Melamus. He's blocked up front. And another good kick to return. Slapped into the back corner. Blue Hill again. Crane slides down to pick it up off the attack of Hubble. And it'll be taken across by Rose. Deep and out of bounds. That's actually Miller out of the back row. And it's 9-6 Blue Hill. Will pick up the point. To serve it away will be Sydney Strasburg. Strasburg, one of the four seniors on the team, and this pass will be made through. Strasburg firing into that back left-hand corner as she views it, or the back right-hand corner as Axtell stands there. They take it at frame to the seat and out of bounds. So the ace is negated by the error, and back in for Blue Hill will be Bailey Porter. She's one of two freshmen on this team. Blue Hill only has 10 ladies suited up for varsity. Axtell to serve, and it's Sam Trampy. One of the two setters on this team. Faces the back row. Willicott will float it across, and it's in. So this communication there for Axtell. And then they decided to just let it go, and Willicott will have her third kill. All three kills for Blue Hill have come from Willicott. Kenzie Hubble now rotates back to serve it away. And Hubble fires it down the middle to Crane. Stays in the back. Sets to the front side, right side. It'll be taken over and spins on the left cross to Axtell. Now they've got trouble. It's passed across by Wells. Three ball for Blue Hill. Just the cross by the center. Courtney Allen will get the kill. So now four of the last 5 points for Blue Hill, and they've cut it to 1-10-9. Hubble to serve. Game one, best of five. Here in the D15 district final at Adams Central. Served down the line, picked up by Wells. They'll send it back to Kitch. He'll come near side. Dug out there by Hubble. Middle attack, dribbled across by Kovacher. Off the back line, trouble for Axtell. They'll still get it past the cross. Three ball, though. Bobcats dump it back over. One arm up there by Snell. And they'll get a swing, half swing across for Axtell and Wells. And it's dug out and pushed across. Here's the set to the outside. Wells, big swing, combination. Wells will get her second kill. Tied out Axtell, 11-9 is your score. Back to serve it away will be Wells as we work our way towards the end of this first service rotation. Here's the set by Allen. Rolled across on the right side by Amber Kovacher. Out of the back, though, Snell will take it across, overpass back, and down to the floor by Blue Hill. When it comes back so strong, sometimes you're not ready for it. Willicott will pick up another point. And it's 11-10 Axtell. Tied out here for the Bobcats and Amber Kovacher to serve it away. And Amber floats it safely down the middle. Crane into the net. Free ball tipped across by Willicott. Good shot by Snell to keep it alive. Blue Hill wants two hits called. They're not going to get it. Middle attack Willicott. And it doesn't matter. Blue Hill gets the kill anyway. 5 kills for Willicott to lead Blue Hill. 4 for Crane to lead Axtell. And we're tied 11-11 with Amber Kovacher to serve it away. Both coaches have been off the bench once here, looking for a call, not getting it, and both of their teams ended up winning the point anyway. There's the back set right side. The attack by Sophie Melua is dug out and passed across, free ball by Allen. Miss hit that time, and they're going to have to just roll it across for the Wildcats. Free ball here. Allen gets a set middle for Willicott. Finds it into the back row. Picked up there by Trampy. A lot of slaps that you're hearing out there. Not a clean point right now, being set back and forth. Axel's going to get a look here, and they'll just roll it across. Long point here, no big swings. Now Willicott will. Quick hit from McKenzie Willicott, and Blue Hills back on top, 12-11. 4-2, Blue Hills. Next thing you know, it's 9-5 Axel, and now it's 12-11 Blue Hill, a 7-2 run. Trovich's third is down the middle to Melo Mobilevaro. But to the outside, Miller off the block, and it is going to be picked up in the wall on the team by Willicott. Here's the set again by Schnell. Middle attack, taken across Melo to the court. This goes to Sophie. 12-12. Here is game number one. Back to serve it away will be Season Melima. And Season Serve floats it across safely into the back middle. Short set will account, blocked by Clay. Ace loss. This ace loss of the match. And it belongs to Hannah Crane. And the lead goes back over to Axel at 13-12. Season Melima serves it away again. He got an ace. A little miscommunication back there as a couple of Blue Hill players ran into each other. And an ace serve for Season. And the game of many runs continues. Three in a row now for Axel. Melima fires at opposite corner. Picked up Kobacher. Set to the outside. Willicott missed it. And it's her first miss. And it's four in a row for Axel. 15-12. And Season Melima ready to go again. She'll float it short in the middle. Picked up there by Hubble. Dumped across and dug over. Crane will take it across. Bobcat set middle. Willicott off the block. Good dig again by Snell. He's been solid so far here in the early going. And passed across. Bobcat's Willicott middle. That is good. And so good with a single block when Hannah Crane's in the front row. And Willicott's been able to handle that so far. Side out Bobcat. 15-13. Pixie dust. That's what they have here. And the serve is across. Set to the right side. The attack looks it into the net. No, partially blocked. Back over to Axel. It'll be rolled across there by Wells. In the middle, Willicott. Another kill. McKenzie Willicott picks things up. And a side out here for the Bobcats. It'll be number four, Courtney Allen. And producer Jeff, if we can switch over back at the studios, let's go ahead and do that.
And see if we're with you. As the point is going to belong to Axtell, or to the Bobcats, and a timeout's going to be called here, tied at 15. So it looks like we're back on 15-15. We'll take a timeout and be right back.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Well, again, we want to say a big thank you to the folks here at Adams Central for their help as we get hooked back up here. And 15-15 is your score. Blue Hill, Axtell, D15 District Championship game. Blue Hill started the season 2-7. And have went 14-5 since that point. For Axtell, 27-3, ranked third in the state. Blue Hill is ranked ninth, and serving it away is Courtney Allen, trying to give them the lead back out of the timeout here from Axtell. Off the back foot, Kring will take it over. Middle attack, Willicott drives it across, and it's dug out there by Wells. Set middle, Kring termination. It looks like it's going to be Kring against Willicott. Hannah with 5 kills, 8 total for Axtell, 8 for Willicott, 9 total for Blue Hill. Side out for the Wildcats, and they lead it 16-15 with the center Ashley Snell to serve it across. She's going to get the ace. 17-15, second service ace here for Axtell. It's the best of 5. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Blue Hill, Axtell, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're along with this as Snell serves it across. Willicott in the middle, and it's into the block. Ace block for Kring, and another timeout will be called, this time by Blue Hill. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Opening set 18-15 in favor of Axtell. We'll be right back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. With our producer engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda at Adams Central High School. Also going on tonight in D1, the Battle of Unbeatens, Ansley Litchfield and O'Neill St. Mary's. So one of those two will get a wild card tonight. And if Axtell gets beat, they should get the other, but they don't want to chance that. They're going to get after it here. 18-15, Axtell out of the Blue Hill timeout. They'll go to Hernandez. She punches it across. Dug out of the back row, Snell. Kring in the middle. Off the double block. Pops in the air. Dug out there by Hubble. Set to Willicott. Off Kring's block. Can they dig it out of their own net? Yes, they can. And then Kring terminates. Great help by Snell. Ashley Snell, the setter, has done a great job not only setting but defensively here in this first set for the Wildcats, and they have scored four in a row, and she's the server, and it's 19-15, backpedaling Hubble on serve receive. There's a quick, and Willicott will fire it across off the back of Melamo. They'll run around and pass it back with Schnell. Backpedaling Hubble will trace it down to the outside Hernandez. It's dug out there by Melamo, popped up in a back row. At the net, Miller takes a swing. Again, popped up by Hubble, stays in the back corner. Have to be passed across, that is, by Allen. Long rally. Here's a set in the middle for Kring. Down and good. Seven for Kring. 20-15 in favor of Axtell. And staying after it is Ashley Schnell. Serves across safely. Willicott off the mark a little bit as they miss time. The set and the swing. It's going to be blocked again by Hannah Kring, and that's going to force another Blue Hill timeout. So Blue Hill ran three in a row to tie it at 15. Axtell took a timeout, and they have scored six in a row. Opening game, Axtell 21, Blue Hill 15. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So glad you're along with us. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Athletic Director Ed Chagru and Bill Carlin and all the folks here at Adams Central for their help and hospitality. As we come out of the second Blue Hill timeout, it's 21-15 Axtell, and an ace serve for Ashley Schnell. She has served six in a row. Two of them are aces. And Axtell now has built themselves a cushion with a chance to coast home here in the opener. This is going to be a very short serve. Komacher picks it up. Trouble, but they do get a nice swing from Willicott. It's just deep. Out of bounds. Komacher did a good job to keep it out of the net that time, but didn't matter as the attack went deep. Now Schnell about ready to serve it out here. Fires it across into the back corner, picked up there by Bailey Porter, tipped across by Willicott. Here's the set middle, tipped back over by Kring. One arm up and repassed over on a two ball by Blue Hill. Here's Schnell to Kring in the middle again, over the double block. The back corner is open, and it is game point Axtell. They've scored nine in a row. 24-15 Wildcats, and Schnell to serve for the opening set of the district final. Floats it safely into the middle. Here's the set by Allen. Willicott will drive it across, bending over backwards. Wells, how did she not snap her spine on that? It gets back across. Bobcats to Willicott again. Again, not a lot on it. Wells to Schnell. Here's Kring in the middle, and that's the end of the first game. And when Axtell got on a roll, it was Schnell serving and setting and Kring terminating. A 10-0 run to end game number one. And your score, Axtell 25, Blue Hill 15. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Back here at Adams Central, let's take a look at some of the unofficial numbers from the opening set here. First off, as we said, it was basically Kring against Willicott. For Blue Hill, Amber Komacher, two service points. Kenzie Hubble, one service point. Courtney Allen, three service points and a kill. Mackenzie Willicott, eight kills. Lexi Hartman had one kill, one service point, excuse me. Sydney Strasburg had one ace serve. Nine kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Blue Hill. For Axtell, Hannah Kring, two service points, three ace blocks, nine kills. Sophie Melema, a kill. Season Melema, three service points, one was an ace. Kit Wells, two kills. Reagan Miller, three service points. And Ashley Snell served the last 9 points. Two of them were aces. 12 kills, three ace blocks, three ace serves. Axtell takes the opener of the D15 District Final, 25-15 over Blue Hill. And we'll be back with the second set right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
And welcome back to Adams Central. We're ready to get into the second set here. And serving it away will be Blue Hill, seeing if they can shake off the end of that first set. Strong serve that's passed towards the net. Snell keeps it alive, passed across by Wells. Blue Hill goes middle. There's Willicott, and she's going to get the kill. The ninth for Mackenzie Willicott. Blue Hill is on the board first here in game number two with Amber Komacher to serve it away. First set goes to Axtell, 25-15. This serve goes into the middle of the net. And here comes Melema in to serve for Axtell. Season ready to fire it across. Best of five again. As the serve floats into the back middle. Dug out there by Hubble from the 10-foot line. It's rolled across by Willicott. Snell's going to set, overset, close to the net, and it kind of confused Miller and down to the floor on the Axtell side. Miller didn't want to get into the net, so she pulled back there at the last minute, and Axtell will get the point. Courtney Allen will serve it away. She's the Blue Hill setter, and she'll fire this across the net to Sam Trampy. Right side Miller, and it's out of bounds, but Blue Hill was in the net. Both officials, led by Dave Oman here, we're on the whistle there, and so what should have been a Blue Hill point will end up going to Axtell, tying it up 2-2. And the serve is across for Ashley Snell. Bobcats bump middle to Willicott, off the block of Kring, dug out by Miller, two ball back in the middle, and Willicott this time will block Kring. First ace block of the match here for Blue Hill, and the Bobcats will send in to serve Lexi Hartman. senior on this team that, again, as we said, not all that deep. Sydney Strasburg is also going to come in here for Blue Hill, play front row. Then she will rotate around to serve as it floats across to Melama. Snell sets in the middle. Here's Trampy over the double block, and it is out of bounds. Wide, Blue Hill will pick up the point. Hartman to serve it again. Blue Hill needs to get a little run going here. They had a couple in that first set, but could not hold the lead, which they had on a couple of occasions. Melama to Snell. Set to the outside, Kring. And she'll fire it down off the double block for her 10th kill already. And it's only 4-3 in the second set. Back to serve it away will be Reagan Miller. And back in for Blue Hill is Yuriko Hernandez to play back row. They'll serve it at Hernandez, and it drops just in front of her for the ace, 4-4. Miller with her fourth point on serve, first ace, fourth ace serve overall here for Axtell, who won the first set 25-15. This one floated across to Hernandez, back set right side, Willicott off the block, dug out by Melama, set Kring in the middle, she'll tap it across, Hernandez is there, set by Allen, and slapped across by Willicott again. Outside attack, angle down and good, Kit Wells. Her third, 5-4, Axtell grabs the lead. Hasn't been a whole lot of emotion here in this match. When Axtell goes on a 10-0 run, it kind of takes the energy out of the room for Blue Hill, so they need something to go here, maybe just even one big swing. As Willicott takes it over, it's returned by Wells. The front middle is open, and back-to-back kills here for Kit Wells, 6-4. Axtell, three straight here for Miller. Axtell won the opening game 25-15. And a win here could send him in as a 2 or 3 seed to the state tournament as Willicott will take one front right and drop it down, her 10th kill. But it's obvious what Blue Hill does with some of their opponents. If one player can dominate you, they'll let them. And Willicott is doing that, although Axtell is a little more balanced. Tonight they haven't had more than Kring and Wells offensively, and a missed pass here on the serve is going to give Blue Hill another point and tie things up at 6. Willicott with her first service point, 6-6. This one floats across to Melama. Snell sets right side. That's where Kring is. Off the double block, bounces off a shoulder, keeps it alive. The Bobcats will slap it over for another kill. Kenzie Hubble will get her first one, and Blue Hill regains the lead, 7-6. You're listening to the D15 District Volleyball Championship on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Blue Hill, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wells on the attack, and she'll finish. Short rallies right now, both sides. If anybody gets a good swing, the back row has not been passing it or digging it up very well for either team. And Hannah Kring now to serve it across. Floats it back middle. Wildcats will keep it in the back row and set it across with Willicott. Snell sets Wells front left over the double block and caught the line right in front of the Lions judge. Wells with number 6. She's got 4 here in this game. And Axtell back on top 8-7. Again, tomorrow the state football playoffs continue. A doubleheader on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic at Columbus SCOTUS. Pregame at 2:30, kick at 3. Then Kearney High hosting Omaha North. Pregame at 6:30, kick at 7. Here on Classic Hits, more volleyball tomorrow. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, just down the road at Hastings College, a 7:30 start tomorrow. Again, Central Catholic needs to win. Kearney Catholic is in. They are the 2-time champs and number 1 in wild card points. A slide here to Melama, and Sophie will get her second kill. 9-7, Axtell. Same spot of the first set that they kind of turned the tide. And we'll see if the Cats can keep it going here with Kring. And across it comes Ace. Two Bobcats ran into each other. And that allowed the ball to ricochet off. First ace for Hannah Kring, and it's 10-7 now. Wildcats, who won the opening set against the best of 5. Blue Hill, it's been a decade since they've been to state, trying to change it. Serve clips the net. Bobcats pick it up and get the point from Amber Komacher. Side out, Blue Hill. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Strasburg. There's also D2 action tonight. Lawrence Nelson is playing against Spalding Academy up at Grand Island Central Catholic as the roll shot here is good by Sophie Melama. It was 11-8. Also going on tonight, Bertrand is playing Sandhills Thetford in Gothenburg. Here's Sam Trampy to serve it away for Axtell, leading 11-8 in game number two. Floats it into the middle, picked up there and dumped across by the center on a two ball from Allen and set right back across by Axtell. This time the Bobcats will get the swing from Hubble. Dug out Kring back row in the middle. Wells, she'll fire it across. Great one arm up in the back row that time by Hernandez. And it'll be driven across for a Blue Hill point by Kenzie Hubble. Hubble will get the kill, but it was Hernandez laying out with a one arm up to keep that point alive. And for Blue Hill, Kenzie Hubble now back to serve it away. Trying to hang around here and get back in game two. Set right side, Wells off the double block and into the scorer's table. So Wells with five kills in this set, 12-9. And now she'll go back to serve it away, which means her and Kring are both in the back row for one rotation. Across it comes Willicott. Set right side, Komacher. Angle attack is wide and out of bounds. Point Axtell. The State High School Volleyball Tournament gets underway next Thursday back in Lincoln. Talk more about that in a moment as the serve is fired across to Willicott. And again, Komacher fires it back. It's blocked up front by Reagan Miller. Point Axtell and a 14-9 lead and timeout on the floor. So Axtell scored the final 10 points of the opening game to win it 25-15. And now they lead Blue Hill 14-9 game two. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back at Adams Central. Another score from the night. Bertrand takes the first set, 25-23 from Sandhills Thetford. O'Neill St. Mary's with an early lead against Ansley Litchfield in the Battle of Unbeatens. Here, it's 14-9 Axtell game two. They won the first set from Blue Hill, 25-15. Kit Wells with a strong serve. Blue Hill scrambles, gets it back out of the crowd, passes it across. Free ball here. Reagan Miller drives it over. Nice dig there by Hubble to the outside. Hernandez takes it over. Up there by Kring. Another swing by Miller. And again, the Bobcats have it. And again, Hernandez will return it. Schnell sets middle. Here's Bellema. She'll drive it down around the block. And good. Sophie with her fourth kill. So they have started to find other attackers for Axtell here with Wells, five kills, Melema three, and Kring only one in this game. Wells looking for four in a row. It's passed on the two ball again out of necessity. Slide Melema over everybody, and it's going to be off the back row. Kill. 16-9. Again, we were tied 7-7 in a 9-2 run to take a seven-point lead here for Axtell. Strong cross-court serve is too deep this time. And that'll end the run for Kit Wells. And Blue Hill needs to get something going here, trailing 16-10 with Amber Komacher back to serve it away. Again, congratulations to Coach Scott Porter and his football team. The boys gave Hemmingford all they wanted yesterday, falling 12-6 to last year's state finalist. Here's an ace block up front by Mackenzie Willicott. Hemmingford will come out and play Fullerton at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. Komacher to serve again. Down the middle, overpass, free ball above the net, slap down Willicott. And McKenzie with 11 kills and 3 in a row for Blue Hill, 16-12. We will have a doubleheader coming your way with two 4 o'clock kickoffs Tuesday in the Class D quarterfinals. Talk about it in a moment as the ball back in play on the Blue Hill side. Bump set to Hernandez. She's blocked up front by Melema. Spins up, and it's set back across by Blue Hill, and another kill for Willicott. She has a good view of the court, able to dump it down there. We'll have Kennesaw at Fall City Sacred Heart Tuesday here on Classic Hits. Elm Creek at Creighton on ESPN, 1460. Komacher's serve, trying to cut it to two. Set back out there to Miller over the double block. Komacher with the up in the middle, Willicott. Her angle attack good up there by Wells. Nice pass to the middle. They'll get it to Melema, and the swing goes into the net. Error, Axtell. Timeout, Axtell. Five in a row by Blue Hill to get back into this game. It is still Axtell 16 and Blue Hill 14. Axtell won the opening game 25-15. You're listening to the D15 District Final here on Classic Hits.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Now, tomorrow night, we told you about D going on tonight. Besides the Kearney Catholic Grand Island Central Catholic game, Ord and Ogallala will play at Lex at 7, Sutton and Nebraska Christian at Aurora at 7, Southern Valley Bridgeport at Paxton at 7:30. Kennesaw High School will host the St. Cecilia Centura match tomorrow. That starts at 6. Of course, the St. Cecilia football team hosting Aquinas at 7 tomorrow at Duncan Field. Back to action out of the Axtell timeout, and they'll go to Melama. Dug out in the back row by Komacher, who's on this service run. Hernandez will roll it into the far corner. Wells with the up. Back to Miller. Front left over the double block, and it's in. Reagan Miller with her first kill of the match. And out of the timeout. Axtell will get the volleyball back on serve. 17-14 in season. Melama comes in for Sophie to serve it away. Season cuts it over to Komacher. Stays in the back row. Bumped up front by Hubble and punched over by Willicott, the leading hitter for Blue Hill. Back out to Miller. Miller short side and got the kill. 18-14 Axtell. So what Blue Hill doesn't need here is Axtell putting another run on them after they got back into this game. They need the volleyball back right now. Melama's serve. Backpedaling and out of bounds. So that's one way to get it, 18-15. Thursday night football currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Cleveland Browns in Cincinnati taking on the Bengals. They are just underway. Plus, Husker men's basketball exhibition game on 1230 KHAS as Courtney Allen serves it across. And Hannah Kring wastes no time in hammering down kill number 11. Side out, ball right back in the hands of the Wildcats. And Ashley Snell does serve it away. Snell's left-handed attack. Floats into the back row, picked up there by Porter. And Willicott blocked by Crane. They're able to pass it back over. Free ball dumped back by Trampy. And it hits the floor. Point for Axtell. Sam with her first kill. She's not in there to be putting the ball down, but she did that time. 20-15. And remember, it was Ashley Snell who served 9 in a row to end game one. She's there again. Set middle, Willicott. Picked up by Wells. Snell sets to the outside for Miller, and that is just deep out of bounds. So Snell will not be able to make a big run this time around. And Blue Hill gets the offense back. Coming with the double substitution. Lexi Hartman to serve it away. And Strasburg into the front row. 2016 Axtell game two. They won the opener 25-15. But it was tied at 15, and Blue Hill has been trying to catch up since. Now Crane, front left, drives it across. Good dig that time by Hartman. Middle attack, rolled over by Willicott. And just barely picked up Trampy, but it doesn't matter. They cannot get it back across. And point, Blue Hill. Cut it to 3, 20-17. Hartman's picked up a point each time she's been back there to serve. Can she keep it going? And across it comes. Pass right back towards the net. They'll get it in the middle of Trampy. Her attack is up there and set back over by Willicott. Backpedaling to run it down is Wells. Now Kring has to go off balance and set it across. Strasburg sets for Blue Hill. The attack, Willicott, dug out by Snell. Bump set by Wells, and Kring decides just to pass it across. So Willicott will take a swing. Another great dig by Wells. Pops it straight up in the air, and Miller will slap it over. Willicott with a one arm up. Good rally going here. Free ball back over to Axtell. Snell, they're going to go Kring in the middle, and off the block. It's right back at Hannah. She'll dig it and pass across. Now a free ball here for Blue Hill. Can they use it? Middle attack, Willicott. Yes, down and good. 13 for McKenzie. 3 in a row for Blue Hill. 20-18 Axtell. Still at that service line is Lexi Hartman. Across to Melama. Snell sets outside. Kring, again, another tap across. And then the two setters run into each other for Blue Hill. That's not even the two setters. It's Strasburg and Willicott getting tangled up. The ball will fall to the floor. It ends up being an Axtell point, and they'll come out and take a look at Willicott. So we've got an injury timeout with the score 21-18 Axtell game two. They won the opener 25-15. You're listening to the D15 district final here on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
O'Neill St. Mary's has taken the first set from Ansley Litchfield, 25-16 up at Burwell. And Bertrand took the first set from Sandhills Thedford, but they trail in the second set, 15-13. And they gingerly bring Willicott over to the bench here. And last night we saw in the football game for Fullerton, the All-Stater Garrett Sondrup go down, and they had no offense basically after that. And with Willicott going to the bench, you have to think this is big-time trouble for Blue Hill. As back to serve it away for Axtell will be Reagan Miller, 21-18 here in set number two. From off the net, will be rolled across by Hubble. Set close to the net, and Wells does a great job of limboing to get that baby back over. And it's returned quickly here by Kobacher. Now Kring will unload, and she'll drive it down and good. Taylor Boniface, the other freshman, has come in to replace Willicott, who's walking, but they may be taking her back to the locker room to look at her. And a timeout is going to be called by Blue Hill. They're second with the score 22-18. Axtell in game two. The Wildcats won the opener. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Back to Adams Central. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, with the score, Axtell 22 and Blue Hill 18. And it looks like Willicott now is going to be ready to go as she comes back into the ball game, missing just a point there and then using that timeout to get her back in. So Reagan Miller to serve it across, 22-18. Axtell with the lead. Let's see if Blue Hill can get the ball back. Schnell's going to set right side on the slide. Kring will get her 13th kill. 23-18. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the district final for Axtell. They made it to state last year, lost in the first round. Axtell hasn't won a match at state in 20 years, and they're going to try and change it this year. Middle attack, Hannah Crane down and good off the perfect set from Schnell. And it is game point, Axtell, 24-18. For a 2-0 lead, the serve from Reagan Miller is across to Hernandez. Here's the set by Allen. Right side attack, Willicott. Up that time by Melema. And passed across by Wells into the corner to Kobacher. Bump set to the outside. Hubble rolls it across. Dug out by Miller. Set to the middle, has to be passed across again by Axtell. Once again, the set middle. Allen goes to Willicott, blocked by Kring, still alive, and dumped into the back corner. Melema runs it down to keep it alive. They're going to have to pass this one across, and so Axtell will from the 10-foot line. Chance here for Blue Hill. Allen sets. Willicott swing. Dug out again. Stays in the middle of the floor. Off balance, they'll take it across by Wells. Dug out Hernandez. Long point here on set point. Pushed across by Hubble. Free ball. Schnell in the middle to Kring. It's down and good, and a 2-0 lead for Axtell. Hannah Kring with her 15th kill, and the score, 25-18. In game two for Axtell, they took the opener 25-15. They are up 2-0 over Blue Hill. Can the Bobcats get it turned around in set three? We'll find out in a moment.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443. Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Doug Duda back with you here at Adams Central High School. Again, a big thank to Athletic Director Ed Shagrew, along with Coach Carlin and the folks here at Adams Central. Our numbers in game two, I had Amber Komacher with 5 service points, 1 kill. Kenzie Hubble, 2 kills. Mackenzie Willicott, a service point, 2 ace blocks, 5 kills. Lexi Hartman, 3 service points, 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serves for the Bobcats. For Axtell, Hannah Kring, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, 6 kills, including the final 4 of the set. Sophie Melima, 4 kills. Sam Trampy, 1 kill. Season Melima had a service point. Kit Wells, 4 service points, 5 kills. Ashley Snell, a service point. Reagan Miller, 7 service points. 1 was an ace block, and 2 kills. I had Axtell for 18 kills. 1 ace block and 2 ace serves as they take game 2, 25-18 on the heels of a 25-15 win in game one, and Axtell is a set away from a district title and an automatic berth at the state tournament. We'll take a break and head to set 3 after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Season Melima will serve it away, get an ace to start game number 3 here for Axtell, and that's her second of the match, so Axtell up 1-0, and we get the second serve across. Here is Willicott off the single block, down and good. Mackenzie has 14 kills to lead Blue Hill. Kring has 15 for Axtell. A pair of seniors. Kit Wells with 7, another senior for Axtell. But outside of Willicott, nobody has more than 2 kills for Blue Hill. Serve across, set back over by Schnell. Here's a quick in the middle to Willicott. Good dig again by Kit Wells. In the middle to Kring. Rolls it over. The 10-foot line is all by itself, just quiet. And so to wake it up a little bit, Kring rolls it over and lands right there. Back row couldn't get to it in time for Blue Hill. 2-1. Schnell to serve. The lefty fires it across quickly to Willicott. Picked up at the back row by Melima. Schnell gets it outside. The attack didn't roll across the net. It's 4 hits on the Lady Cats. 2-2. Now, Blue Hill, in the first 2 sets, even though we've had kind of runs in both the sets, they've been right there. That first set, we were tied all the way to 15-15, and then Axtell scored 10 in a row. We were tied at 7, and it was 11-9 Axtell in the second set when they went on a run. In fact, Blue Hill cut up to 16-14, but ended up losing 25-18. Here's Reagan Miller on the angle. Dug out in the back row by Allen. Stays in the back row and taken across by Komacher, but it sails wide and out of bounds. Point Axtell, 3-2, and back in for the Bobcats will be Eurico Hernandez into the back row. Reagan Miller now to serve it away. And across it comes. Back middle to Komacher. Set to the right side, Willicott. Melamo with the dig. Good pass. Trampy will set. Crane middle. Drives it through the block and gets the kill. 4-2 Axtell. Reagan Miller and Ashley Snell have had long runs at that service line in the two separate sets. And Snell serves it across again. Good job to tip it out of the net. Roll it over by Courtney Allen. Kring with a free ball, though, will terminate again. Back-to-back for Kring. 5-2 your score. And Miller already unofficially with 12 points from the service line. And the serve across again to Komacher. Here's a nice set. Right side, Willicott drives it across to Snell. So they'll set it up with Trampy. Swing by Wells is off the tape. Picked up here and set back across Willicott. Coming low and sliding on those knee pads is Snell. Trampy slaps it over. Blocked back at her by Willicott. Now after the joust, Willicott will finish it and get her 15th kill. Side out, Blue Hill. For Willicott, 420 kills coming into this match. Next most on the team, Komacher with 127, and then you also had Hubble just over 100. Here's Kring. She'll drive it across and drive it into the block for the kill, 6-3. Side out here for Kring to serve it away for Axtell. And floats it across. Open in the middle. Bobcats go outside Strasburg. Her angle is picked up there by Schnell. Stays in the back row. Kring will take the swing, but into the net it goes. Point Blue Hill. Take a look at the numbers so far this year. 416 kills for Hannah Kring leads the way. 208 for Kit Wells. Then you go to Sophie Melama. And here's a serve that clips the net and rolls over for an ace. The second of the match for Sydney Strasburg. And it cuts the deficit to one at 6-5. Across it comes. Slide right side. The attack that time is down and good for Kit Wells. Number 8, her first of the game. And it'll be 7-5. We've got an update here for you. O'Neill St. Mary's up 2-0 on Ansley Litchfield. 25-16, 25-14. And St. Mary's kept Ansley Litchfield, who had an outstanding. It was like 30-2 or 30-3, and they didn't get in last year. And they're playing again in the district final. Big swing that time by Komacher. One arm up in the back row. To the middle, it's attacked and blocked out of bounds. Wells with the kill. Went one-on-one with Komacher. That was a well-played point. Axtell ends up winning it. Trampy to serve. That's her first point from the service line. Across to Willicott. Set right side, but it's too wide, and the return hits the pin that time for Hubble. She just ran out of real estate. 9-5 Axtell. And Bertrand has taken a 2-0 lead over Sandhill Stedford. 25-23, 25-22. Of course, Bertrand, number one last year, went to state and ended up getting upset by Stewart. And then Giltner eventually won the state title. Giltner hoping to get in on a wild card after being upset by Lawrence Nelson in the sub-districts. Here's the attack. Hubble blocked into the net, and it'll be dug out of their own net. Axtell's able to return it. Trouble here for Blue Hill. Free ball passed across. Melama runs it down, joust at the net. Snell a one arm up, but that's not going to be good enough. And Komacher will get credit for the point for Blue Hill. 9-6. And to serve it away will be Kenzie Hubble. Thursday night football. Cleveland is on the board first. 7-0. 14 straight games at home for Cincinnati where they haven't lost. Here's Komacher, and it looks like they're going to say that it was partially blocked when it hit a lot of net there, so it's still alive. Back to the Cats. Komacher him in, and that one, no doubt, it's blocked. Sophie Melamo one-on-one with the ace block. Point Axtell 10-6. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics, especially here in the postseason. Blue Hill and Axtell in the district final as Hernandez gets a swing. It's blocked again. How about Ashley Snell getting up there? She teamed with Melamo, but Ashley Snell, all about 5-5 of her, gets up and gets the ace block, and Axtell's on a 5-1 run, and now the serve is deep. And out of bounds for Kit Wells. So a rare service error here. Sends it back over to the Bobcats. And Amber Komacher to serve. Komacher floats it across. Trouble here for Axtell. They're going to have to bump it over. Chance for the Bobcats. They'll move quickly to Willicott. And she'll terminate. McKenzie fires it into the back corner. Everybody slid up for Axtell because they expected it to go quickly straight down. And Willicott with a smart play. With that back line open. Fired it across. 11-8. And Komacher, leading the team in serving, fires across again. It'll be set over by Melama. Did it hit the line? Yeah, it did. Right on front of the chair, umpire. Sophie Melama with her sixth kill. 12-8 Axtell. Axtell winning the first two sets, 25-15, 25-18. In that first set, they scored the last 10 points after a 15-all game. Melama serves it across. Picked up by Bailey Porter. Slide right side. Willicott cuts it against the grain. Picked up that time by Trampy. Here's Kring in the middle. She'll go with a little power tip. Bobcats are ready. They send the two ball back across with the setter, Courtney Allen. And she'll get the kill. Allen will now go back and serve it away. Again, a reminder, tomorrow, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic from Hastings College in the C-1-5 District Championship. 7:30 will be the first serve. And across it comes. A knuckleball, no movement on it by Allen. They'll still get the set to Kring. Kring from the front left finds back middle, and the floor is hers. Fourth kill of this game for Hannah Kring. 13-9. Axtell, a set away from the district title, and the serve is across by Ashley Snell. Blue Hill middle, Wellicott. She'll slap it across, up by Miller. They get it back to Kring. Got a good swing, and it's down and good for number 20. Just no answer for Blue Hill against Hannah Kring, and for the most part, not much of an answer for Blue Hill against Mackenzie Willicott. 14-9, and Snell with her 12th serve of the night. Free ball overpass. Miller's there. She'll tap it down for an easy kill. 15-9, timeout Blue Hill. In the first set, it was 15-12 Axtell. In the second set, it was 16-9 Axtell, and now it's 15-9 Axtell here in the third. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Member FDIC. We'll be right back.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
Welcome back to the D15 District Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Keene, Air, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. For Axtell, they are in the midst of a 3-0 run. They take a 15-9 lead. It is Ashley Snell at the service line. And across it comes. Bobcats set middle. Willicott blocked by Kring. They keep it alive and pass it back over. Melama will get it up to Snell. Set to the outside. They go to Miller this time. Dug out by Komacher. Back to Willicott. Taps it across. Melama on the back row. Snell sets Kring this time over the triple block. And coming up to get it is Allen to Hernandez. And her tip over the double block is wide. And out of bounds. 16-9. Axtell. Again, the last time Axtell won a tournament game at state, 1993, they actually beat SEM in the opening round, and then Madrid Wheatland. It was just Wheatland at the time, as Mackenzie Willicott gets her 17th kill. 16-10 for Blue Hill. The last time they were at state, 2004, they ended up the state runner-up, falling to Guardian Angels in the championship up at West Point. And back to serve it away, Lexi Hartman here for Blue Hill. Set to the outside, it's Kring, rattles it off the block, down and good. Hannah with 21 kills, and we are still only about midway, a little past midway in the third set. Reagan Miller to serve it away. And Miller serve, floats across safely, bump set right side. Willicott up and ball down, big swing by Mackenzie Willicott. You can sense a little bit of her frustration. She got tweaked earlier in the second set. And her team just not keeping up with Axtell right now, especially after playing so well the last two-thirds of the season. Here's Kring on the right side, and again, it's through the double block. There is no answer for Hannah Kring. A single, a double. Basically, if Willicott is not up there to go against her, then Kring is terminating, and now she'll rotate to the back row. So Hannah Kring now does serve it away, leading at 18-11 and up 2-0. Here's the set to Strasburg. She'll float it back corner, picked up by Snell. Set to the outside, Wells, off the tip. Up in the back row, Willicott, short set middle. Komacher will tip it over. Trampy with the two-hand up to the outside. Wells over the block. Dug out there by Hernandez. Bump set to the 10-foot line, and the attack is just deep by Kenzie Hubble. Axtell, 19-11. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show, final stats, coach interview, and more, so stay with us. Here's a middle attack, Hubble, and she's going to terminate. Just the third kill for the sophomore, Kenzie Hubble. And Blue Hill will get the ball back. Sydney Strasburg, she's picked up a couple of aces tonight, and they need something to get going. And O'Neill St. Mary's has swept Ansley Litchfield in dominating fashion tonight as the slide to the right side. Kit Wells, she trips the trigger on that gun of an arm, and down it goes. Kit Wells, holy cow. You'll have to look at that one again when you're watching the film back at Axtell. Some power on that one, 20-12, 5 points away for Axtell, and Blue Hill has just kind of been playing their game but haven't been able to make any runs as Sam Trampy serves it across. It'll be set over there by Komacher. Back in the middle to Melama. Down it goes for Sophie, 21-12. O'Neill St. Mary's sweeps Ansley Litchfield, 25-16, 25-14, 25-14. Timeout on the floor. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Axtell's up 2-0 and 21-12 over Blue Hill in the third.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We're committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Don't forget, we will be following the Axtell Wildcats at the state tournament. If Blue Hill can make the miracle turnaround, same story. But right now, it is 21-12 Axtell. 4 points away from the state tournament. And Sam Trampy to serve it away. Down the right line, looking for a finesse serve, but it misses wide and out of bounds. Point Blue Hill, 21-13. And to serve it away will be Kenzie Hubble. Hubble, line drives it across. Good serve, picked up by Miller, stays in the back row. Wells will take a half swing from the 10-foot line. Picked up there by Porter. Dumped across on a two ball by Allen and struggling to get it back, but they do with a back row pass. Bobcats free ball. Komacher termination. Third kill for Amber. Point Bobcats, 21-14. Kenzie Hubble serving. You just kind of got the feeling that maybe this rotation could get him some swings, but Willicott is in the back row. Over to Kring, passed into the net, dug out of the net. It's an ace serve because sliding under the net that time to try and keep it alive was Snell. And that'll make it 21-15. That is the third ace of the night for Blue Hill, the other two coming from Strasburg. Again, the pass is off the mark. It'll be rolled over by Melama. Pass in the back row kind of stays there. They get it to Hernandez. Her attack off the tip, dug out by Melama back row. Running forward is Trampy, rolled across by Axtell and Kit Wells. Now Komacher will tap it over and in the net, called on Axtell. Four in a row on a Wildcat, so maybe they're thinking Lincoln. And they have dropped four straight, and a timeout will be called here by Coach Brad Nelson. So Blue Hill trying to resurrect themselves right now, but they still trail 21-16, and they're down 2-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll see if Blue Hill can keep the comeback going when we return.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
This is the D15 District Championship here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad you're with us. already tonight. Bertrand's up 2-0 on Sandhills Thedford. O'Neill St. Mary's has swept Ansley Litchfield, but both teams will be in with the wild card. Serves across. Lady Cats go to Melama. Melama goes with a short angle attack, and it's down and good for Sophie. And she's got 8, 22-16. Axtell, 3 points away from the district title. And serving it away with a powerful serve is going to be Kitwell. Set right side. Kermacher dug out by Melama. Here's Snell setting outside a little wide. And did she get the line? The lines judge couldn't tell. The down official is calling it good, I believe, on a kill for Reagan Miller. So Reagan Miller will get the kill. A little confusion on the Axtell bench about what the up official was saying. And now Christy Allen wants some words. But the down official says, I saw it, so let's play and call it in. Serve across, up to cross there by the Bobcat center in Allen. Slide to Melama. She sends it deep, and it's out of bounds. So point Blue Hill. Still a glimmer of hope here for the Bobcats. Amber Kovacher to serve. It brings Willicott back into the front row. 23-17 Axtell. And Kovacher's knuckleball serve. Melama trouble picking that one up, but then it's a nice job by Snell. The attack, though, by Melama. That's Sophie, the attacker, is well deep and out of bounds. 23-18. Kovacher's been the top server tonight for this Bobcat team. Sends it back middle again. Good pass to Schnell. Set outside for Miller. She's off the block, and it's down on Blue Hill's side. I thought they were going to be able to dig it out and pass it, but it just had too much spin on it. Miller with the kill, and it is championship point for the Axtell Wildcats to serve it away. Season Melama for a trip to the state tournament. Melama serve. Deep middle picked up there by Hubble. Stays in the back row. Bumped up to Hernandez. She'll roll it across, and it's going to be passed back out of bounds. Point Blue Hill. So Eureka Hernandez will get credit for her first kill. And back to serve Courtney Allen. Match point number 2 for Axtell. Championship point number 2. Served by Allen. Safely across. Handle of the back row. Allen sets it. Here comes Cranktown. Goes the ball, and Axtell is off to state with the 23rd kill of the match for Hannah Kring, and they'll win it in straight sets tonight, 25-15, 25-18, 25-19, and take a record of 28 wins and 3 losses to the state tournament, while Blue Hill will end their season at 16-13. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, coaches chats, updates on other Class D district scores, and more. Keep it here on Classic Hits and PlantRiverPreps.com.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including 2 huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Adams Central High School, where it is time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A straight set victory tonight for Axtell over Blue Hill. When they played 9 days ago, it was a best of three, and Blue Hill was able to take a set, and Blue Hill had 37 kills in those three sets. Tonight, they're held to just 27, while 47 kills were hammered home by Axtell. Blue Hill got closer each game, and they made less errors tonight. Axtell really earned it. When you look at the numbers here, they scored 18 of their 25 in the first set. They scored 21 of their 25 in the second set. They scored 20 of their 25 in the third set. So when you take that, you say, well, there was five errors in this set by Blue Hill. There were four last set. So it wasn't like Blue Hill made a lot of mistakes after the first set. Both teams had their share of mistakes in the first set, but not near as many in that second set. And Axtell, just been the better team all season long, and they kind of come out and prove it tonight. As we said, Willacott is a one-person wrecking crew for Blue Hill. They just didn't have enough to go with it. Axtell had more depth and could get more kills from more players than what Blue Hill was able to do tonight. Let's take a look at the third set numbers. First off, for the Bobcats, Amber Komacher ended up with two service points and two kills. Kenzie Hubble had three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Courtney Allen had one kill. Mackenzie Willicott, five kills. Eureka Hernandez had a kill. And Sydney Strasburg had an ace serve. 10 kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves in the third set for Blue Hill. For Axtell, Hannah Kring, one service point, eight kills. Sophie Melema, an ace block, three kills. Samantha Trampy, three service points. Season Melema, an ace serve. Kit Wells, two service points, three kills. Ashley Snell, three service points and an ace block. Reagan Miller, two service points and three kills. I had Axtell with 17 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve as the Wildcats take game three, 25-19, to complete the three-set sweep. We'll come back with some cumulative numbers and a chance to chat with the head coach, Brad Nelson, right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Bank Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the overall cumulative stats of this D15 championship game, which Axtell wins in straight sets. And then we will have a chance to talk with head coach Brad Nelson. First off, for Blue Hill, I had Amber Komacher, the leading server tonight, with 9 points and three kills. Kenzie Hubble, four service points. One was an ace, three kills. Courtney Allen, three service points, two kills. Lexi Hartman, four service points. Sydney Strasburg had two ace serves. And then leading the way tonight was senior Mackenzie Willicott. One service point, two ace blocks, and she had 18 kills for her team. Overall, 27 kills, two ace blocks, three ace serves, and Blue Hill will see their season come to an end with a record of 16-13. For Axtell, let's start with Hannah Kring. She had six service points. One of them was an ace. She had three ace blocks all in the first set, And she had a match-high 23 kills tonight. That's going to send her to state just short of 450. Sophie Melema had an ace block and 9 kills. Sam Trampy, 3 service points and a kill. Season Melema, 5 service points. 2 of them were aces. Kit Wells had 6 service points and 10 kills. Ashley Snell led the team in serving tonight with 13 points. 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block. Reagan Miller was right behind her with 12 service points. 1 of them was an ace. She had an ace block and 5 kills. Overall, for Axtell, 47 kills, 6 ace blocks, 6 ace serves. The Wildcats improved to 28-3 on the season, with a 25-15, 25-18, 25-19 win over Blue Hill. And they will head back to the state tournament the second straight year, the third time in the last 5 years. And they will be heading to state for the 12th time in school history. They will be looking for their first state tournament win since 1993, when they made it all the way to the state championship. They were the D1 state champs back in 1993 and have not won a match in Lincoln or Grand Island, remember, since that time. And they should be in that 3 seed going in, maybe even a 2, and so would be favored, you would think, unless there's a horrible draw in that first round match. We'll take another break and be back with more on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back here to Adams Central High School, the New West postgame show. We're joined now by Victoria's coach, Brad Nelson. Team is heading back to the state tournament. You've had a few teams get to the state tournament. And, coach, congratulations. You kind of were pretty sure that you were going to get things wrapped up with a wild card if things went south for your ball club tonight. But haven't went south very much for your ball club this year.
No. And you know, it's kind of – you always think maybe – the motivation won't be there if they know they're going to get the wild card. But, you know, we had two great days of practice, Tuesday and Wednesday. And I thought they came out with a lot of focus tonight. You know, we maybe didn't have that same level of focus Monday night. But tonight, man, they came out and they were ready to play. And, you know, I think it showed.
You just played Blue Hill last Tuesday night on your home court, wrap up the regular season, senior night, all that stuff that goes along with it. What was the difference from that match where they took a set from you and tonight?
I thought we did a better job tonight of handling Willicott. You know, she's a great hitter, and, you know, she can hit any ball. She places it well. I thought our defense, though, kind of took some hits away from her. I thought we did a better job of getting touches on her. You know, I really think that was the difference. I think we served tougher tonight, too.
It seemed like it was a one-on-one show there for a while, Willicott and Kring. And you guys, I mentioned a couple, three times, you just were a little bit deeper. I mean, Blue Hill has just 10 girls to start with. They've been playing C2 for a long time, and they've been solid, but they keep running into that program, whichever that program is. And this senior group, though, just kind of seemed like they didn't want to be denied. This is one of those groups that you know is coming along maybe 6 years ago, 7 years ago. You knew, hey, we got some fifth graders. Look out.
Yeah. That, you know, our senior group has really done a nice job all year. They're great leaders. You know, and Hannah and Willicott, they had some nice battles. But, you know, I think you're right. The difference was our outside hitters, you know, Reagan and Kit, they did a nice job of swinging tonight. You know, they didn't have a lot of hitting errors. They, you know, placed the ball really well. And then I thought Sophie did a great job, you know, running some, you know, outside stuff. And she did a nice job blocking as well.
I thought, I remember when I started in this business and started doing volleyball, before I ever came to Kearney, we'd give a player of the game. And I remember a parent telling me once, you never give the player of the game to the setter. You know, this is before the libero. And you know what? I said, you're right. We don't keep set assists. We keep kills. We keep blocks. We keep ace serves. But outside of Kring, who you can't miss, Ashley Snell, from the very get-go tonight, not only set the ball, but she had some one-arm ups. She went and got stuff that she needed to get. Her defense was outstanding. Mm-hmm. And you got to remind yourself, hey, she's a sophomore playing in a district championship.
Yeah, she did a great job. You know, she is so quick getting to balls, you know, and I guess that's what you really want in a setter, is somebody that can take a, you know, a pass that maybe isn't one that you want. She can still get there and then not only get to the ball, but also get it to where they can hit it. And speaking of liberos, I thought season Melima played a great game at libero. You know, she had, I don't know how many digs, but, you know, our defense was pretty stellar tonight, I thought.
You're going to go into the state tournament. You probably know a little bit more than I do. O'Neill St. Mary's swept Ansley Litchfield easily tonight, 16, 14, and 14, I believe, if I double-check. Three or two, do you know where you'll be?
I think we'll be three seed. I don't think Ansley will drop down, so St. Mary's will draw one, and Ansley will be two, we'll be three. Who will be six? I'm not sure. I kind of thought Diller Odell, but it may be Cedar Bluffs now. They might pick up the wild card and sit in that sixth spot. So we could get them. We could get Diller Odell. We could get Howells Dodge again. You know, we had them last year as the 4-5 seeds. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly where the sixth seed will fall, but I'm pretty sure we'll be 3 seed.
And if that happens, it'll be at Lincoln Northeast no matter what, and that would be the 3:30 game, the second game of the session. Last year, these girls played in a magnificent 5-set first rounder. All the sets were close, but Axtell hasn't won a state tournament game since they took the whole thing back in 1993. What would it mean? Because I think you'll actually be a favorite in this volleyball game.
Yeah, we and the girls talk a lot about this, getting past that first round game. You know, between 93 and now, you know, we've been to state quite a few times, but we haven't been able to kind of break that barrier of that first round. And so that's something that they're pretty focused on. That's a big goal that they have. You know, in 93, it seems like yesterday to me, but that's a long time ago.
They got a picture or two of those, I saw.
Yeah, yeah. I told the newspaper guys that I still have my cardigan sweater from that. I might have to drag it out.
We're talking with Brad Nelson, head coach at Axtell. I hope that we'll get a chance to talk again before the state tournament with an interviewer of the Doug and Daddy Show. And if we don't, or if folks can't listen at the same time, just want to ask you about, obviously, the challenges that you've been going through, battling the cancer, not being able to be at every single game. Darla and your daughter Shayla taking over the reins sometimes. It's been a different season for you, and through it all, these girls have persevered.
Yeah,
you have persevered, but the girls
have as well. They've
done
a nice job, yeah. And, you know, my two assistants have done great, you know, stepping in. And, you know, I have missed a few games, missed a few practices, and it hasn't fazed the girls at all. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think it's made them even more focused. And you know, they've just done a nice job. They've done a lot for me. And yeah, it hasn't been an easy season, but it sure has been a fun one.
If it hasn't fazed them, how has it fazed you? How has it affected you?
You know, I don't know that it has a lot. You know, it makes you appreciate what you do a lot more. And, you know, I think that's probably the biggest thing.
And I know technology helps. Back in the day, you might have been able to pick us up on a radio and somebody would have sent a phone next to it. Now you can hear us in the internet. They Skype some of the games that you couldn't be at. So you got to see and hear it all.
Yeah, that was nice. You know, we had a guy set up a Skype for us. And, of course, your radio broadcast, we could get on the internet. And, yeah, that was nice. You know, I never imagined myself laying in a hospital bed listening to my team play, but it was nice to have that kind of technology to be able to do that.
Well, let's let you get back down there to the fans and the kids, and we'll see you in Lincoln, Brad. Congratulations.
Great. Thanks a lot.
That's Brad Nelson, head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, and we will wrap things up after this on the New West Postgame Show.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
We have some other winners from tonight in Class D District Volleyball, and let's see if I can get them all passed along to you for tonight's action. First off, we have got Why Not has advanced on with a win over Stewart tonight. So Stewart, who was in the state finals last year, they are beaten tonight by Why Not. Also this evening, Emerson Hubbard has picked up a victory. Emerson Hubbard winning in their match against Randolph tonight. Exeter Milligan has picked up a win, so they are headed to the state tournament. Exeter Milligan in D2 with a win over Johnson Brock tonight. Mullen out in the west in D2. They have picked up a win over Juanita Palisade tonight. Bertrand, tight sets tonight for Bertrand. They are able to sweep Sandhill Stedford, but it was 25-23, 25-22, 26-24. O'Neill St. Mary's sweeps Ansley Litchfield in the battle of 1 and 2, 25-16, 25-14, 25-14. O'Neill St. Mary's looks like clearly the number one team in D1, and so that's what these folks from Axtell have to look forward to, maybe a semifinal match with Ansley Litchfield, hopefully, and then a championship match possibly with O'Neill St. Mary's, who remains undefeated. Brady has also picked up a win tonight. They are headed to the state tournament after beating Potter Dix. A couple of other scores that we can pass along to you. Humphrey St. Francis is up 2-1 over Howells Dodge. So Coach Nelson was talking about that they might get Howells Dodge at state. Well, Howells Dodge has got to get there first, it looks like. And I think we had one other score. Crawford is up 2-0 against Layton out in the D2-6. So again, the final here, Axtell 25-15, 18-19 over Blue Hill. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment today. Tomorrow night, high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. It will be the C15 championship between Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic as they battle again, 7:30 at Hastings College. Also plenty of football tomorrow. The Kearney schools will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Kearney Catholic at Columbus SCOTUS. Pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3, and then Kearney High will host Omaha North at Foster Field at 7. Our pregame will be at 6:30. We'll also have the St. Cecilia David City Aquinas game from Duncan Field at 7 o'clock on 1230 KHAS. Those games are all on PlatteRiverPreps.com as well. Other Class C districts tomorrow, Ordon, Ogallala at Lexington at 7. Sutton and Nebraska Christian at Aurora at 7. At 6, St. Cecilia will play Centura at Kennesaw. Southern Valley and Bridgeport will play at Paxton, and that game is at 7:30. And then the Class B sub-state games will also be played. Those games are coming up on Saturday. Grand Island Northwest and Aurora, they are at home, while Hastings High will be at Elkhorn South. That is at noon for the Hastings High Tigers on Saturday. Northwest will host Omaha Mercy at 1. Aurora will host Omaha Roncalli at 4. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. To all of our sponsors, thanks so much. To Athletic Director Ed Shagrew, Bill Carlin, and the folks here at Adams Central, thanks again. The final score, Axtell 25-15, 25-18, 25-19 over Blue Hill. On your drive home, check out Thursday Night Football, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 9.5 to go. Cleveland 14, Cincinnati 3. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.